Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town. Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Brought to you by Licking County Transit with fixed routes and on-demand response service. They've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and I think the entire staff of The Works is in here with us today. Joel, we've got...
It's a beautiful, beautiful day when The Works stops by, David.
Executive
it's
Director
a little crowded,
Fred
right?
Bull, Assistant Executive Director Dr. Megan Federer, and Catherine Chisholm. She's the museum manager, are joining us here today. Beautiful start to the weekend. Mostly sunny skies, high right around 78, partly cloudy tonight, low near 53, and then for your Saturday, sunny with a high near 72. Now, I know, Fred, we're always joking, and I've emailed back and forth with Catherine numerous times over the years, and I'm like, how did you get dragged into this? And you just said?
We kidnapped her.
They did. You're not supposed to say that on the radio.
Oh, we encouraged her to come. She hadn't been on the radio before, and she is brilliant at what she does, and we wanted to make sure she got the experience to meet the lovely gentleman in the room.
Where are those guys?
So just edit that whole kidnapping thing out. No one will ever know.
Well, he said brilliant. You notice he didn't mention that for Megan. He just, you know, right by that brilliant right over
well,
the cabin.
She's got doctor in her title, so it's kind of assumed.
Yeah, you would think it is.
Yes.
I'm very happy to be here. I should say that. I'm very happy to be here.
Did she just pinch you or slap you or something? Well, all right, real quick, museum manager. That's a pretty big job when you're talking about The Works. What are you in charge of all aspects?
Everything.
Everything. I've got my hands in everything. No, I look at day-to-day operations. I work really closely with our museum team, our glass team, and then I got to keep these two in line.
Good luck.
So, yeah, thank you.
Especially with that one.
So it's an overtime position.
It feels like it sometimes.
I can tell you this. I don't know how much they're paying you. It's not enough. I can tell you that. What's your favorite part of The Works?
Oh, gosh. I've been here for 8 years now, I love that it's just a combination of everything. We do everything at The Works. Mm-hmm. And I love that. The art, history, science. Every day is different. You never know what you're going to get. And I've been really lucky in that I've been in a lot of different roles. I've got to experience really incredible things because I've been in this role. Or been at The Works. So I love that. And I love the kids. The kids make it all worth it. And all of our guests. Mm-hmm. I just love it all. I love we all bring everything together, show how everything is interconnected, and can't have one without the other.
You know, Megan, we've talked about this before. It's the staff that really makes it, and Catherine's a great example of that because, I mean, you can get in there and like, what do I do? There's always somebody there to kind of, hey, go check this out, or hey, this is what this does. That's what makes the museum so nice is the staff is just so welcoming.
You got to have the best team.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well,
so,
we say that here, but doesn't usually work.
Well, you can't have mine. I'm keeping mine.
But I mean, these kids, they're passionate about what they do, and that comes across when you're talking to Catherine.
It absolutely does. Yeah. We're also excited about the things that we're bringing this summer to the community, and it's just going to be a lot of fun.
All right, talk about that. You got something great is taking place tonight. It's members only. Then it's open to everybody else, but let everybody know it's taking place.
Yeah. So tonight we're doing members night. I didn't want to lean into her space. Member night tonight, and we are unveiling the brand new, actually two exhibits, so that will be here at The Works this summer, and doing some members-only experiences. So we have the opening of our How People Make Things exhibit, which is a partner exhibit brought to us by the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, and it explores like the stories and people behind how every object that we touch in the world is made. So it's getting youth and families to really look at anything that they are engaging with. Somebody was involved in designing and making that. And those people have amazing skills and talents. And we want to encourage our youth to also be those inventors and makers. And then we tied that with a gallery exhibit. That's the second exhibit that is going to be running alongside this summer. And it is exploring our local makers. So it's how Licking County makes. And it highlights our Licking County manufacturers that are legacy industries that have been here for some of them over 100 years making our world and exploring the art and process of manufacturing.
So when we say it's a members opening, what does that all entail?
So anybody who is a member of The Works or wants to be can come tonight. If you have an active membership, you can come and enjoy everything that there is tonight. If you want to become a member, you can come and join tonight and join in all the fun, especially because I will say the highlight of tonight, in my view, on top of the exhibits, is that kids get to be makers tonight. So we lowered the age for glass blowing experiences tonight only for members, so they can come. And if you have a kid that has ever dreamed of making glass but isn't old enough yet, they could come tonight because 9-year-olds can start.
You know, Fred, I remember when you took over, you talked about got to get kids involved in that. And this is just one way. I still think back to the two of you getting slimed when you first got here. I mean, you really are trying to make this about the kids.
Absolutely. And the beauty of our new exhibit is it's hands-on. Kids get to go and die-cut different animals. They can make a horse. They can make a box in the die-cut area. They can press a penny. There's three different machines you have to press the penny in. So they really get a look at manufacturing, molding, shaping, stamping, all in this exhibit, all through hands-on experiences, which is phenomenal. And in the art gallery, the beauty of the art gallery, I think, is you can see the art of manufacturing. Kids can see things. They can touch things. We have a whole house built of cardboard. Come sit down on the Adirondack chairs, build a cardboard. We've got all sorts of things they can touch in there and really get to know and experience that. And having kids interact with things is the future of our area. Getting kids excited now about manufacturing is where the jobs are going to be in this community in the future. We need to promote that as much as we can. So having this opportunity for kids to really interact with manufacturing, the art of manufacturing, and bring in their parents, because their parents probably work in the field, and that you can't take your kid to the factory and show them how to do injected molding. But we have an injected molding machine that your kid can play with this summer. So bring your kids, show them how you do injected molding. It's going to be a great opportunity this summer.
Well, and that's what's so fun about working with kids is, you know, because life hasn't beat anything out of them yet. And so, but I mean, you know, we all laugh because we know what that is. You know, kids are so creative and so tactile and so intuitive. And so you get them in a place where they can allow that to run. And now you really get to see what turns kids on. And that's what the works is all about.
Absolutely. Trying to inspire them for the future.
Right on. And that art overlay, you know, again, kids see things so differently. I just wonder, like, you talk about the cardboard house. You get a sense of how rough kids can be, too, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
That's part of the learning thing, though. Like, hey, we're going to build something out of cardboard, and people go, get out of here. Kids are not going to tiptoe around that stuff. They're going to go in it, and you're going to get a sense of what kind of durability and what it takes to build stuff that lasts.
Absolutely. And we want them to come and play. We want them to touch. We want them to play with things. I keep telling the staff that, hey, yeah, things are going to wear out, and I'm okay with things wearing out. That means they've been well-loved and played with.
Yeah. Well, my oldest son, when he was a kid, he was taking apart the Segas and the computers at our house. I'm like, what in the hell are you doing? Put them right back together. I mean, he knew, to Joel's point, a lot of these kids, they do things, and they've already picked up these skills. Now, you looked at Megan when he said the kids are running through it and knocking stuff down. I'm imagining it's her kids that were doing it.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I'm imagining she was leading them through the cardboard house, Fred. Now, this partnership with the Pittsburgh Museum, maybe talk a little bit about this, because it's got kind of a Mr. Rogers feel to this, correct? This is how did this all come together? Now, yeah, give her the mop. Oh, here we go.
So we actually came across this exhibit a little over a year ago when we were looking for new ideas and opportunities, something exciting to bring to the community. So the works turns 30 years old this year, and we thought, why not try something that can celebrate our kind of original mission of focusing on industry? And I looked it up, and it just so happened that the only availability that they had to let it go to another site was this summer. And I looked at it and I went, I talked to a couple folks on our board who are really supportive of STEM education and manufacturing, and we had 100% support. We were all in. So this was a no-brainer. We were so excited to be able to work with the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh to bring it here. And we had 100% support from our community to make this happen. So it was awesome. It was serendipitous, and we're just really thrilled for the new opportunity.
Logistically, Catherine, how is the manager of the museum, kind of what do you have to do to get something like this and get, because it's not just, hey, pull up and drop it off, we'll take care of it from there. I mean, logistically, how did this thing work for you?
Well, we had a big semi just showed up, just full of boxes, and they said, okay, get it off.
So they did really triple up and say, here it is.
They did. And the team did a great job. We went through, we got schematics, we got all the planning pieces. Megan did a great job mapping it all out, and it was a fun day unloading that truck, let me tell you.
So you think about Pittsburgh Children's Museum, mm-hmm. Newark Works, size difference? I mean, it logistically, did that trailer fit nicely into where you're working?
So we lucked out for this exhibit because one of the things you have to look for is something that will fit in the space you have.
Yeah.
This one was like, we were kind of the smallest size possible for this exhibit. And then we started unloading and realized one of the pieces wouldn't fit through the doors.
Yeah,
which
it was getting coming
we maybe
it.
Knew ahead of time, but we thought we'd see
Bring
if it would
us
still
the
work.
Axle. Wait a minute. She said she knew ahead of time.
We looked at this, but so here's the thing. Remember, it's an old industry building. The Scheidler Machine Works, our museum, is a factory. So we still have those really big industrial doors on the side of the museum. So we have a great video on a forklift with manpower support moving it all the way around the building to come in through those red wow. barn doors that are on the side.
That's awesome.
And it's now sitting on the main museum floor right by the entry to the exhibit hall as like the draw into it. So I'm not going to tell you what that piece is, but it's a real eye catcher.
It's a big piece.
Let me see. Tell Megan Federer she can't do something. Oh, yeah. Yes, she can. We'll get that done. Hey, speaking of big pieces, Dozers and Diggers is coming up. It's right around the corner. I've been there for this. And I was telling you, my little brother, I had him on everything. You guys were joking. You know, you love to get it. This is a great event as well.
This is a fan favorite. Everyone always asks about Dozers and Diggers. Is Dozers and Diggers coming back? When are we doing Dozers and Diggers? And Dozers and Diggers is bigger and better than ever this year. We're going to have all of the favorites. So we'll have scissor lifts. We will have fire trucks, police cars, dozers, diggers. but it is one of the most fun days that we have. Thousands of people come out from all over Central Ohio, watching these little kids just light up because they see these things every day. And obviously the long history of manufacturing in Newark, but also just in Central Ohio, all of the construction, getting kids exposed to those things. And I mean, even I remember as a little kid seeing, you know, you see a big dump truck, like, oh, that is so cool. Now you get a chance to get up close and personal and see these trucks, but you get to talk to the folks who do this every single day.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor that the fire department will be back with the fire hoses. That was very popular last year. But we've got great sponsors this year, great community support. We have every year it gets bigger and bigger. Everyone yeah. wants to be a part of it. And just seeing these little kids and big kids, I mean adults.
Oh, yeah, believe me. I was into it.
Megan and I have a great time, and when we definitely do not climb into dump trucks or bucket trucks.
And they definitely don't blow the horn continuously.
No.
Not at all. Not at all. It is a great time. So, yes, July 11th, please come out and see everything we've got this year. Come rain, come shine. We always have a great time every single year.
And we have a new feature this year also. So, as part of the community, and the community is important, we've invited a lot of other nonprofits in our community to come and set up stations with kid activities. So there will even be more kid activities, get kids involved more, and also expose them to the other nonprofits in our community. So it really helps the community grow.
And I, the one that I know a lot of kids, I mean, there's a lot down there, but the one that caught my eye because a lot of kids love going through it was the ambulance. Mm-hmm. I mean, they loved laying on the gurney. It was my little brother, I think he was going to get out. I'm like, dude, there's other people that want to come in here. And he's like, and I'll tell you what, here's the other great thing about it. The folks that are there, that are at all the pieces of equipment, they want to talk about it. They mm-hmm. want to tell, especially the kids, hey, this is what this does. They had one of the moving gurneys that kind of did all a bunch of stuff, and he just couldn't get over it. I'm like, This is why you do things like this, and that's what makes it so nice. Now, hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath, brought to you by Licking County Transit, safely connecting people to places and possibilities. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guests today, Fred Bull, Executive Director of the Works, Dr. Megan Federer, Assistant Executive Director, and Catherine Chisholm. She's the Museum Manager. Beautiful start to the weekend, mostly sunny today, high right around 78, little clouds tonight, and then Saturday sunny with a high near 72. You still have a chance to win tickets, 740-522-8395, if you'd like to get two tickets to go see Buckeye Country Superfest later this summer over at the Shoe. All right, we were talking about all the different things that are taking place, and one thing, I was joking with the three of you beforehand, I'm always a little nervous about mentioning the glass blowing experiences because it seems like they're always sold out. You can't get in and do it. Well, again, brighter heads, smarter folks have figured out a way to handle this now. Megan, maybe talk a little bit about what the Works is doing as far as glass blowing.
Well, I mean, if you're always selling out, you just have to offer more, right? So we've totally switched up how we're doing our sign up for our glass experiences. We have more sessions available throughout the week. They're not just on Saturdays. We also opened up the types of things that our guests can come and make throughout the year. So pumpkins, I know that's one of the ones we've talked about is like the most popular in the fall. But sometimes when they're all sold out and you missed your chance, you say, well, I can't make a pumpkin anymore. Well, now you can make a pumpkin today if you wanted to stop by. So we have opened it up so that you can pick and choose what you want to make and when you want to make it, which has created a lot more interest and engagement.
Yeah, the way I did it, if I'm making a pumpkin, I better start now.
You know, some people take more time than others. It's fine.
Hey, I still say it's a baseline for being good. We didn't set the place on fire. So that's how I look at that.
It already is.
Small victories. So, I mean, like, what are you doing? Like, midnight shifts? Or, I mean, because, I mean, again, there's popular and then there's popular. Like, glass blowing thing is nutso.
So you can call to sign up anytime. If our glass artists are available and you want to do a session, it doesn't have to be what we have on our calendar.
Okay.
I don't know that they would agree to a midnight one.
Okay.
But you know, you never know unless you ask, right? So, but no, you
I
can.
I would like to invite them into my world, and my world includes midnight.
My world does not include midnight. No, but you can sign up. So online on our calendar, there are slots just about every week when we have availability on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's so cool. They're not all day. They're at different times for convenience based off of everybody's schedules. But again, if you're looking to sign up and you need a slot that is not on there, you can always call or stop in and ask about availability. Those are always options.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Another thing, we're right here into summer now. Your summer camps are getting underway, and I did see that you have a couple new ones, space and fashion. I don't think it's real hard to figure out which one I would be leaning towards, but
fashion.
Can't we put those two things together?
At astronauts, fashionable.
Well, I mean, you know, we're all going to be living on Mars before too long, so.
I mean, designing a spacesuit, that would be a really cool kind of crossover of camps.
See,
so there we go.
I'm marketing that one.
Yeah,
just
there.
Hold on.
I got
we'll
some silver vinyl
credit
that lands in just the right place. The pleats are perfect.
So, don't. If you never did that again, I'd be all right. I tell you that right now. If you never did that again.
You don't know everything about me, Donnie.
I know enough. The camps, how do people register? What do they need? Is it only for members?
It is not.
Okay.
We have, it is open to members, non-members. So this year we do have two new camps, the Space and Project Runway Inspired Camp, where kiddos can come in and they can learn how to be designers. They're going to learn how to sew. They're going to do like CAD design, how to design your own objects and items. And then at the end of the week, we'll wrap it up with a fashion show where the kids can invite their parents and their friends and show off what they've been doing all week in space. They're going to have a lot of space challenges. I think designing a spacesuit is a great one, so I might suggest that. Together. Yeah. And really kind of do a more deep dive exploration of space. And, of course, we'll incorporate the SciDome. Mm-hmm. We'll incorporate the planetarium. We're really excited for these camps, and they're filling fast. And then, of course, we're bringing back Busy Bee. Busy Bee is the fan favorite. We've been doing Busy Bee for a very long time for our younger kiddos.
Remind folks what that is if they're hearing this for the first time.
So Busy Bee, we have actually two kind of sessions of Busy Bee this year, one for our 3 and 4s, one for 5s and 6s. They're half-day camps. They're a great first camp experience. We also have the theme, so we have space, we have mad scientist, and then our third one is also space. So an easy, like a great ease-in experience to camp, just half-day, and it's so much fun. The kiddos had have a great time. We're
excited
about
the
themes.
Who has more fun, you guys or the kids?
Oh, that's a good question.
I know you, Fred. I know you. They're like, don't let him over here. Just keep him over there. I'm sure, again, anybody who will get slimed, I'm sure will try anything.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for the camps. Playing, having activities with the kids and having fun and seeing those joy. And that's part of why the works exist. It's inspiring youth, but it's also when you see kids come in the museum for the first time or the second or third time, and you just see that their eyes light up and the wheels start to spin as they do the activities and think about things. And you see that with all the summer camps. If you really want to ignite your child, the summer camps are the way to go. It really will inspire them. It'll keep them busy this summer. It'll keep them off devices. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a big push right now, is how do you limit screen time for children? And there's lots of studies about how it impacts their reading and their math skills as they go back into the school year. And you need to do something over the summer. And the summer camps are going to provide that opportunity. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun, inspirational, and educational for those kids. And it's a great, great asset we have.
And again, full disclosure, I'm a member. I bring my little brother down when we can get over there. That's some of the, you talked about the opening tonight for the, as the manager, the perks of being a member are pretty good as well, right?
They are, mm-hmm. really. I mean, a lot of great member perks. Tonight is a great one. You get first experience of the new exhibit, and it's going to be a really fun event for our members. Now, even beyond tonight, you get discounts on glass experiences, on summer camps. We have discounts for members, gear shop purchases, things like that. But then also access, summer travel is huge. You get access to museums all around the world.
Yeah, talk about that. Yeah. Reciprocal with the different museums.
Yes. So we have, we're part of a lot of different reciprocal programs, a lot of even partnerships within Central Ohio. Discounts to Dawes, to COSI, our fan favorites around here too. But even just beyond that, around Ohio, for your discounted admission to places like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the museum campus in Cincinnati, all around Ohio, but then even beyond. So exploring, if you're going on a road trip this summer, you're flying, to who knows? Europe, even. Everywhere.
I flew to Florida, and we used our membership.
And you came back?
I know. I mean, we use our membership to get into museums in Florida. So, like, every trip we go on, we use our membership to find some place to go.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite?
That's putting me on the spot. I mean, just because I said Florida, we did go to the Orlando Science Center, and it was really cool. Because we were also in Orlando for Disney.
Other stuff, yeah.
But my kids still remember the Orlando Science Center, even though it was a trip filled with all of the other.
Very I'm cool. from Orlando, so that was like my science center growing up, and I still remember it. It's great. Mm-hmm.
I thought she said the works was her favorite.
Well. Sorry.
So it's the reciprocal program that we're talking about, which is because I have a membership to the works.
Maybe you didn't notice that the front of her name is Doctor. You might want to take a look. Do you have a favorite? Because I know you've been to so many different ones, but if you were to tell somebody, even just here in Ohio.
There are some really good ones in Ohio, facilities to go to. Some of the smaller ones, like the Rutherford B. Hayes Museum, is phenomenal if you've never been there. The Denison Railroad Museum is a great place. And there's some other really good ones. Finley just built a brand new children's museum. So there's some other good ones in Ohio. I mean, I could say Cosi and Toledo, sure. and there's a ton of them. But there's a lot of museums in Ohio. There's a lot of museums in Licking County.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of history museums in Licking County. And with American 250 Thanks. Happening,
yeah.
I encourage you to go to those history museums and learn about the history of America because it's all over Licking County.
Yeah.
And there are things that we have on loan from Boeing for our exhibit that are historical. I won't give it all away, but there's a lot of history in our art exhibit right now about the growth of America yeah. through some of the things we have.
Are you planning anything special for America 250th, Megan? Do you guys have anything on the books that you're going to be doing for that?
So what we're really doing is promoting a lot of our local history partners and the exhibits that they're and events that they are doing and supporting those around the community to make a broader approach. But like Fred said, we have a nice little touch in the gallery that celebrates 1976 to 2026. So,
very nice. Yep. All right, Catherine, I'll give you the last word. If folks want any information on anything we've talked about, what's the easiest thing to do?
The easiest thing is to go to our website at theworks.org. You can always call. You can always pop in with a question. But all of our information is on the website, visiting our social media as well. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok now.
Look out.
It's true.
it's so true.
I've been told I have to be in some TikTok videos, so we'll see what happens here soon.
We'll get him.
It's going to be gold. Absolute gold.
Well, have you ever seen the slime?
I have not.
It's great.
You guys
are you guys coming to get slime this fall?
Slime.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I don't like
live
that look.
Sliming?
I do not like that look.
When is it?
It's September 26th or 25th.
Okay.
Last Saturday in September.
Now, so here's the question. How much would it take to get you slimed? If I could raise money to get you slimed, what's it take to get you slimed?
I'd like to tell you $10,000, but ain't nobody. Look, when do you do it? What is it, early in the day?
Yep. We can do it early in the day for you.
We can
all
do it
right,
on the
put
air.
Put
me down. Hell, I'll
okay,
do it.
Well, you got me.
You can be, like, you could be on air, you know.
Oh, you got to talk to the guy downstairs.
Yeah. Oh, I will.
But, yeah.
The last Saturday.
I'll do it's always green.
It's always green.
I believe Notre Dame is playing that day, so there's anything left on my body.
It comes off real easy.
Sure, it does.
That's why he asked
Speaking
if he
from
could
experience.
Do it early in the day.
That's right.
Got a noon kickoff. Yeah. I've got to be out by 9:30.
Slime Donnie.
Hey,
I'm in.
Hey, it's Worldwide Day of Play, so it works with football day, too. So that's the whole reason behind the sliming is it's celebrating the Worldwide Day of Play, which is in partner with Nickelodeon support with the American Children's Museum. So
I'm in.
We are all in. It was so much fun to kick off last year.
I remember
and
the videos. Great.
We just figured we could spread the joy with getting some, you know, slime around the community.
I'm in. You put me down.
Okay.
26.
Well, you're down. We got you down.
I will be there with a
bells
smile
on.
And a raincoat.
Oh, no, that's cheating. Now, you didn't do that.
Nope. No raincoat.
Yeah, you guys just right on. Yeah.
How about an umbrella?
I don't think he's coming.
I'll just say you'd get a better like splash like radius there with an umbrella. Like okay. So you might spread the wealth.
Okay.
That's
depending
cheating,
on who you bring
I
with.
I don't want to hit umbrellas, no raincoats, none of that. Get in there and get slime.
You're disagreeing with the doctor right now?
I am on that.
I'm just saying there's different techniques.
And
that's all.
And you don't know what a sacrifice this is for me because I have OCD when I get anything on me, I gotta clean off right away. So when I tell my wife I'm doing this, she will not. She'll be the one filming.
The part that you didn't get in the video is that we can hose you off.
It would have to be quick.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. Yep.
As soon as it hits me, hose me off.
We have it on record now, so you're there.
I said, I the 26th, I will come to, just because I like you. These two know so much.
It'll be a great team slime with the two of you.
It's why we brought her.
Yeah. Now I get it. Well, again, as always, Fred Bull and Dr. Megan Federer and Catherine Chisholm with the Works Museum. Thanks so much for coming in. A lot going on down there. Again, they're going to have the grand opening for members only tonight for the How People Make Things exhibit. That opens then tomorrow to the public. So get down there, get on their website at theworks.org. Check out all that they've got to do.